Chicagoville on December 19th, 2007. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea. Interview by Danielle. The weather today in Oroville is wild, wet, and windy. The winds are gusting out of the east at 25 kilometers per hour. The state of the roads... Oh, did I say roads? Driving through the rivers of red, muddy water offer a challenge indeed, so take care. And in honor of the president's visit to Oroville on Saturday the 22nd, the road in Kulapalium is being paved, which means a detour through the village. The forecast for Wednesday night is thunder and more rain. The same for Thursday, so don't put the rain gear away yet. Here is Sigrid talking about music of the bells from the culture of Russia.
So we have the Russian bell maker who came, sponsored by some Orovillians and the Russian pavilion, and made bells here with Svaram Workshop and Aurelio. And he's a professional bell maker. And he's going to play for us on 25th at 8 p.m.
So how many bells will be there?
I think it's 12 bells, but it's innovative new bells. They're actually bronze plates, no round bells.
He's a bell maker and player?
Yeah. He is playing in Orthodox churches in Russia. It's a profession. And he researched the sound of bells for 30 years and the bell making. He's a true artist. And we saw him. He's there with his bells and he's like completely focused on his thing, you know. Somebody who's an ardent researcher for 30 years. And now they're coming to the amphitheater.
25th, but it's not for Christmas.
No.
It's for...
us to be together in a special moment. We can also meet without occasion, but we don't. So we have to try to do with an occasion.
The Russian Pavilion invites everyone to experience a unique piece of Russian culture, bell music. Alexander Zikarev from Moscow will present his instrument, the Singing Bells, made in Oroville, in an interactive concert at Unity Pavilion on Sunday, 23rd December, 3 p.m. The disabled children from Dipam offer their handicraft items made by themselves on Saturday, 22nd December, from 11 to 2 p.m. in front of Solar Kitchen. Donations for these items will go towards the Dipam project. Noor Mystical Belly Dance, a one-day workshop at Pitanga, offered by Noor Hidalga from Spain on Friday, 28th December, from 2:30 until 5:30 p.m. Noor invites men, women, and children alike. She says, "We will dance from our heart and essence in direct connection with the earth." The workshop is open to people seeking dance and joy. Noor Hidalga defines herself as an artistic director, choreographer, dancer, educator, and researcher in constant evolution. She works, investigates, and promotes the deep and ancient roots from Spanish and Middle Eastern dances. Her mystical style focuses on rediscovering the feminine power as an ancient mystical codex. Noor's mystical belly dancing with rhythms and natural movements are an invitation to make a deep contact with the body, emotions, and soul, creating a special atmosphere for expressing oneself. For the past 5 years, Noor has been teaching weekly classes, workshops, and giving conferences in Spain and France. She has also created shows that were broadcast on television with great success. Her website, in Spanish, is www.danzanur.com. That's D-A-N-Z-A-N-U-U-R. Visiting Oroville for the first time, she kindly offers this workshop. To register, please call Pitanga 262-2403. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians on microphone Marlenka. For further information, please check the website, oravilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.